Munich station on 2, for PK 4.
Munich with you on 2. Good morning, Sergey.
Good morning, I'm ready to disconnect the Zohar drive. Actually, it's been disconnected. They connected to the signal.
We are ready, and you have a go from us.
Copy. Many stations for PK4.
Go ahead, Sergey.
Yeah, the hard drive is disconnected from video cable pigtail and connected to the laptop. And LED is on.
Copy. Wonderful news, Sergey. We have nothing else for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Nanorax Mainframe Alpha.
And Chris, Huntsville's with you on 2. You are go in step 1.1. And I also have words for your crew note that you left for your cold stowage transfer if you want them now.
Hey, you read my mind, and yes, I'm happy to take words on that.
Okay, great. We've coordinated with our JAXA counterparts, and we understand your concern, and we appreciate the offer. However, their science team's preference is to use a double cold bag, so please just stick to the plan while using caution.
Copy that. Yeah, I'll stick to the plan. We'll put it in a double cold bag and transfer it that way. And just out of curiosity, I mean, we're not, like, pre-cooling the double cold bag or anything, so we're just putting it in, like, a room temperature double cold bag. That's my and we're not putting ice bricks in. That's my understanding.
And I will check on that. I don't know. I haven't looked that far ahead, to be honest, but I believe that to be correct. I'll look into it, and I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to make sure. I'm totally happy to just perform it per procedure. I just wanted to make sure it all made sense. Thank you. Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Nanorax Mainframe Alpha. I just wanted to double-check the ops notes says crew removes Nanorax Module 92 from Nanorax Mainframe Alpha. In the procedure, it also shows Module 105 in Table 2. I just wanted to double-check what I'm actually removing today. I assume it's just 92, but I wanted to make sure.
And Chris, that's good clarification. It is just mod 92, and actually I'm glad you called because that port shows port 12. It's actually supposed to be port 11.
Copy, port 11. Yep, I'll make sure it's 92, that module 92 that I'm taking out. And, yep, should be port 11. Thank you. So, Chris, on 2. I'm complete through step 3.5 of 2.003. You're go to power Nanorax Mainframe Alpha.
And Huntsville copy. Thank you so much.
Houston, Chris on 2 for hatch labeling.
Good morning, Chris. How can we help you?
Good morning, Houston. So I'm working on our little task list activity to label the hatches that we've put hatch seal covers on with a remove and an install and remove label. And I was just wondering, we've labeled all the hatches except for the crew lock hatch. And I was wondering whether it actually made sense or not to put a label on the EV side of the crew lock hatch. I can't imagine we'd be opening or closing that with the need to, you know, take the hatch seals off, reading the label on that side. And I wasn't sure if our label maker labels were good to go to vacuum.
Copy, Chris. I understand. Let me repeat back to you what I think you're telling me. The hatch seals itself for the covers, you were labeling when you removed them. Is that what you're saying?
So we have a taskless task to actually put use our label maker to print out a label and stick it on the hatch. On the, like, above the plate on the hatch, like, with the closing hatch instructions and the opening hatch instructions to tell us to remove the hatch seal cover before step 1 of closing the hatch, and then to install the hatch seal cover after step 12 of the hatch. And I was just wondering whether we actually do want to put these, I put these labels on most of the hatches, but I wanted to make sure whether it made sense to put these labels on the EV side of the crew lock hatch.
Okay, I'm with you. Yeah, I understand. You are putting a sticky label on the decal area of the hatches just to remind yourself that you need to remove the cover. You're asking if you should be doing the same based on that task list on the EV side of the hatch. I don't have a NOSA right now, so I will ask them and hand it over to Orbit 2 or get back to you via email once I get the info from the team.
Okay, yep, that's perfect. And, yes, specifically I'm wondering about just the airlock, because I think it makes sense on all the other hatches, but I can't imagine a situation where we are in the crew lock trying to close the hatch and the hatch seal covers are still on. And then I was just wondering whether these, you know, label makers, because since we will be taking that volume to, you know, we plan to take that volume down the vacuum, whether these label maker labels, whether it's all right to have them in that environment.
Yep, makes sense what you're asking. We'll ask and let you know. And hey, while I have you, if you wanted to start your, if you wanted to start your other activity, the hydrogen sensor activity, we can start early as well. There's no reason why we should. It's just giving you flexibility if you're interested.
Okay, no, I super appreciate that. What I'll probably do is, as soon as I finish my Blue Box activity, roll right into that if that works for you guys.
That sounds super.
Awesome. Thanks so much, DT.
On Soul Station on 2 for LSG.
On Soul's with you on 2. Go ahead.
LSG, we're calling Miss Boyd.
And we copy. Thank you.
Houston, Station on 2. Did you just try to call us?
And Chris, that's a negative. This is Huntsville. I was trying to give you a call to close the loop on our previous cold storage sample transfer conversation, if you have a second.
I do have a second. Yeah, thank you.
No worries. Your understanding is correct. We will not be pre-cooling the double cold bags with ice bricks. JAXA's PCG container, that'll be transferred with 6 auxilium cartridges, and those are at 4 degrees Celsius. So that should provide the thermal cooling for the transfer. I'll copy.
Okay, yeah, copy off. That, yeah, sounds good. I will do that.
And we copy. Thank you.
Okay. Union Station, Sophie and 2 for surface pearl maintenance.
Bonjour, Sophie. Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
Bonjour, bonjour. So I just wanted to let you know that I just finished connecting the surface pearl, and I see a good lock screen appearing. So you are go for establishing remote desktop connection.
And Sophie, we copy that, and we will put that into work. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Next station, Sophie and 2 for EchoFinder tablet setup.
And Sophie, Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
Kenneth, I just wanted to have your feedback about this. So is it good, looking good on your side?
And Sophie, we were just about to give you a call, so all good on our side, and with that, there's also no need for you to perform step 2 of the execution notes. Step 3.
Amazing. Amazing, I understand. Thank you very much. That's great. And also, would you be interested in starting the BioLab activity a little bit earlier? I would be interested in that, if it works for you.
And Sophie, we would need a few minutes to perform some ground air commanding here. As soon as we're done, we will let you know.
Yeah, great. So let's target within the next 10 minutes or so. You feel free to give me a call anytime. And don't rush. There's no rush at all.
And we will, Sophie. We will. station, Munich on space to ground 2 for Sophie and Biolamp.
Sophie from Bion 2.
And Sophie, our ground commanding is still ongoing, and we would like to know at what time would you be ready to jump into the activity?
Whenever you are, I'm ready from now on.
Copy that, Sophie. At this point, we just need a minute to perform a ground, to send a ground command, and then, we'll be ready.
Great.
The station, Munich on space to ground 2 for Sophie and Biolab, no response required. Sophie, you go to step into the procedure.
Off you go, and I already did the inspection step 4, so I would be ready for step 5. And as another thing that I wanted to report to you, compared to your the XCP notes to don safety goggles and dust bags. So yesterday I worked on this. There was no flakes or nor yellow rotor belt debris. So I would, with your and the inspection window was fine. I didn't see anything. So with your permission, I would wear nothing since there is nothing in there.
And Sophie, that is good info for us. Thanks for reporting that. And we do not see any issues with you not donning the protective equipment.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm ready whenever you are for opening the door.
And Sophie's Munich on 2, we are checking.
Sophie on 2, for Munich, the door is open.
And Sophie Munich on 2, we copied that. That sounds good.
Just a quick question as well. Just in order to gain some time, in the CTV, all of the experiment containers are not coming in the right orders of the right rotors. So am I go to install whatever I grab first in the right slots? For example, I see the first one that I grab is serial number 10, and I would like to go directly to position B3, and so that I save time instead of looking for an item into a CTB. It would be much more time efficient to do the way I just described.
And Sophie, we are checking.
Okay, thank you.
And station, Munich on 2 for Sophie and Biolab. And Sophie, we are fine with your approach. As long as they are in the right position, that should not be an issue.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I'll double check all of the positions. And thank you. I appreciate the flexibility.
Yeah, thank you.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Chris and decals at your convenience.
Phoenix Station, Sophie on 2 for step 7 of Biolab.
And Sophie Munich is with you on 2, and you have our go for step 7.
You go for step 7, and I double-checked all the serial numbers, and they all look good.
And this sounds great to us, Sophie. Thank you.
Munich from Sophie on 2, so step 7.5 complete, and EC extension door closed. And may I ask a question for big picture understanding?
And Sophie, we do copy that the extension door has been closed, and we do confirm that on our side. And for the big picture, in case you're wondering, we are also trying to advance your activities. We just need a few minutes to do some ground air commanding, but we should be in a position to support you so we can already begin with the Ice Cube's activity in a few minutes.
Great, that's amazing. But my other big picture question was about how long are we going to leave those into Biolab, the experiment containers into the Biolab, and And what is the future of those experiment container? Are they going back home with SpaceX 34? Just a question regarding this 0.5 CTB. I mean, if in 5 days we use it again, then let's leave it here.
And Sophie, I'm checking. Station, American Space Ground 2 for Sophie and biologic picture. And Sophie, the information I have is that the reference experiment containers, they will stay where they are until the next biolab activity, which is currently being scheduled for in 6 months' time. And the other experiment containers shall remain in the TCU, and they will be downloaded with SpaceX 34.
Okay, great. All makes sense, and so I will put this CTB back to the empty CTB pantry. Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you for your proactiveness.
Houston, station on 2 for stowage and timeline.
We are with you on 2, Chris.
Hey, good morning, / good afternoon. I am in a Dragon packing block of my timeline, and Jack is also starting one up, but we are basically done with the stow track that is on board, except for one step. We haven't finished out step 93, and the question we had about that was that that is putting stuff in the airlock deck closeout, which is currently a little bit obliterated with other stowage, and so we were just wondering what makes sense for the rest of the day, whether we should spend the time now to unpack that area of the airlock to stow these items, or whether there's something better we could do with our time.
Checking. All right, Chris, back with you. A couple answers. We are good to defer that step 93 until we have a better plan with what we want to do with the airlock. And as far as other things to do today, we have no other cargo or stowage work, and nobody else chimed in with other things that we've got for you. So I guess enjoy the fruits of your labor having worked so hard. I do have two more things for you when you're ready, though.
I am ready, and yeah, I guess we'll just see what we can knock off the task list, I guess.
All right, great segue. Speaking of the task list, we saw your crew note on the hatch decal task. And we agree with you completely. It does not make sense to have those decals on the EV side of the airlock, so we would like to take you up on the offer to remove those at your convenience.
Copy that. I will go ahead and peel those off. Yeah, I got in there. I figured I was in there. I might as well just stick them on, but that it was worth a question as to whether that made sense. So I will take them off. Thank you.
Thank you. And additionally, looking at your note in the stow track step 101.08, you mentioned having loose CSACPs in the stowage compartment was not a great config. Can you clarify if you meant the CSACPs themselves, or were you talking about the batteries? Either way, we would like you to group the batteries in Ziplocs, however you think is best. We just ask that you let us know the config that you settle on.
Yeah, I meant the CSACPs themselves. I put the batteries were in a bubble bag, and I just put the whole bubble bag in there because I didn't want that to come apart. But, you know, you notice it when you open those containers that just a bunch of loose CSACPs start floating out, and, you know, these compartments actually have, like, holes in the door, and, you know, people have capped on taped over the holes to prevent CSACPs from flying out of the holes in the door, but it's just not a great config. They should be contained somehow would be the ideal way to if we're going to put them in that compartment.
All right, we copy, and you're go to put those CSACPs in a Ziploc if you think that would help.
Yeah, I got some time, so I might take a look at it and see what I can do.
Awesome, thank you.
Next station, Sophie and 2 for ice cubes.
And Sophie, your manic is with you on 2. Please go ahead. Station, Munich on Space Ground 2 for Sophie.
Sophie's with you on 2, and you are welcome to come on board with VCA 2.
And Sophie, we copy that. Yeah, that is great news. And also, we can already give you a go to begin the ICE cubes exchange activity. So you have a go both in step 3 and also in step 7. And we also have 2 deltas for you. Please let me know when you're ready to copy the deltas.
Great. I understand Copigo in step 3 and step 7 of the Ice Cube activity, and I am right now ready to copy.
Great, Sophie. So in step 7.1.2.5, it says that you should try the Cube 18 external cable as per storage, but actually we need you to skip this step. We want the cable to be stored as it is in the Ice Cubes facility.
Okay, I understand skipping step 7.1.2.5 so that it's stored after the activity.
Great copy. And the final delta, it's in step 11, and we need you to skip this step as well. And the rationale is that this is already performed in step 5.
I'm skipping step 11 as well, which is already performed in step 5. Great, thanks.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Timeline.
Jack's on 2.
Hey, Jack. Chris let us know that you might be looking for some work to fill the cargo time, and I wanted to offer up on Thursday, you've got a 30-minute activity for PMA-1 cone screen cleaning that starts at 11:40. If you're interested in knocking that out now, we've got some ground steps to accomplish first. Just let me know, and we can get that in work.
I was also looking at the payload CTB reconfig on the task list, but I'm happy to do whichever you guys think is more important.
Checking. All right, Jack, there's no preference down here on the ground, whichever one you want to do. If you just want to work off the task list, then the Thursday activity will be there whenever you get to it on Thursday.
Okay, sounds good. I'll stick to the task list and check in if I need something else to do.
Awesome, thanks.
Phoenix Station, Sophie on 2 for Ice Cubes.
And Sophie, Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
I just finished the first activity, now working on the second activity, and was looking for your go on step 2.1.
And Sophie, we copy the first activity completed. For the second activity, you have our go for step 2.1. As you can see, we will be skipping step 3.1 in this activity. And also a friendly reminder that when you remove the experiment cube number 23 in step 3.3, when storing it, you please have it in the upward orientation as labeled on the bubble wrap.
Okay, I see the bubble wrap with the side up, and yeah, thank you for the reminder, and I understand we're skipping 3.1.
Thank you, Sophie.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for payload CTP reconfig.
Go ahead on 2, Jack.
Am I throwing questions on this your way or over to Huntsville?
And Jack, this is Huntsville. We got it.
Awesome. Step 1.02 of the payload CTP reconfig on the task list. It says to insert 4 small ziplocks into a bigger ziplock that I grabbed, and I don't see them anywhere else in the steps. Am I putting anything in them, or I've just put in 4 empty, small, unlabeled ziplocks in there?
And Jack, you're actually staging these for the next ops. So yes, just 4 empty Ziplocs into the other Ziploc.
Okay. And can you give me an estimate on what small means? You're looking for something that's 2 inches, something that's 6 inches. What does small mean to you?
Either a 4x4 or 6x6, something like that.
Okay, perfect. Thanks very much.
Next station, Sophie on 2 for ice cubes.
And Munich is with you on 2, Sophie. Go ahead.
Just as a heads up for ice cube number 18, I did not find the ESD bubble wrap bag, so I had another one, good dimensions, and I recreated this whole containment for the cube number 18, and I did put it into the 4.0 CTB for storage notes, but just wanted to let you know that it was not the initial ESD bubble wrap bag.
And Sophie, thank you very much for that info. Yeah, we will take that into account, and yeah, we appreciate that.
Other than that, that's activity complete, and I just need to finish the packaging of this one with Captain Tate, and that's activity complete.
And Sophie, we copy that, and thank you very much for your help today. We very much appreciate it.
Bill Station, checks on 2 for steps 5.04 and 5.05.
Go ahead, Jack.
I have found all of the pit pins and the pit pin that are listed in these two steps. They're all in individual bubble wrap. Well, most of them are individual bubble wrap, some of them are just in a Ziploc. Do you want them, should I consolidate like part numbers into a single Ziploc or leave them individually wrapped?
And Jack, you are a go to consolidate them with like ones and discard the bubble wrap.
Okay, thanks. And in step 5.03, the ball driver, there was actually two of them. Do you want me to discard one of them and just keep one?
And Jack, we do want to keep both of them, but one should go in the Ziploc bag that you created or will create.
Okay, copy. So one's going to go here and one is going to go in a new Ziploc. I want to create some time. Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, Jack.
I'm still stationed on Super Timeline.
Where are you on view, Jessica?
Yeah, I just noticed that there's no KU at the start of my LSG activity, so I'm guessing they probably want me to just wait and not get in, or would we do anything on 2, or what do you guys think about that?
Jessica, we are actually mid-discussion on this, and give me about 2 minutes, and I'll call you back.
Alrighty, sounds good. And if it's helpful, it doesn't look like it really would be helpful given the comm gap, but I could start earlier as well, but it seems like that probably won't make it any better.
And we copy. I will be right back with our answer.
Alright, thank you.
Station Huntsville on Facebook on 2 for Jessica and Timeline.
Right on 2.
Okay, I have an answer for you, Jessica. We are good for you to start your ops per the timeline. You can go all the way through step 5.13, which is just kind of staging all the stuff but not opening anything or getting into the science. We'd like you to hold at 5.13 until we get comback so that we can go ahead and verify that delta pressure. But anything up until 5.13 is good to go.
Okay, copy that. I'll go up to 5.13. Thank you.
And Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Timeline.
Excellent. 2.
Jack, we have a little bit of a timeline swap we'd like to do with you, too. You have the in-auxilium cartridge coming up at 1620. We are not going to be ready for that until 1700, so we wanted to offer you some of those polar desiccant swaps in place of that, and then we'll kind of punt that where the polars are.
Perfect. I will plan on that.
Thank you so much.
I can ask another question while you're here. The smart comp kits that are in step 5.11 of the payload CTV reconfig, do you want me to keep them in their bubble wrap or just as a box?
And we're checking.
If the same question will apply to the next two lines as well.
And we copy. And Jack, I'm back with you on 2.
Yes, ma'am.
So step 5.11 and step 5.13, we want to keep in the bubble wrap. And then 5.12 can go in the Ziploc. Oh, I said it backwards. Just kidding. 5.11 and 5.13 can stay in the Ziploc, and then 5.12 stays in the bubble wrap.
Awesome. That makes sense to me. I'll do it.
Thank you very much. Sorry about that.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie. Sophie, no response required. We are ready to support the Echo Finder 2 storage activity on your timeline, which is scheduled for later this evening. So at your convenience, you do have our go, and feel free to jump into it if you want to.
Munich Station from Sophie for Echo Finder. I understand I am go.
Still Station Jackson 2.
Go ahead, Jack.
And 1.0 CTV 5170, little gears at ZEP 02. I found a Ziploc of pipettes. There's a 20 milliliter pipette, 100 milliliter pipette, and a 1000 milliliter pipette. And they've got the RIO10010 serial number. That's reflected in a lot of the stuff in this Ziploc bag. Just want to know if you want me to keep it or not.
And we're checking.
And the station, Sophia 2, for Gears Minion.
Go ahead, on 2, Sophie.
Is it possible to route Node 2 Chem 1 just for the routing of cables? It's going to be easier instead.
Checking. And Sophie, that is fine with us.
Great, and I would be ready to start in about 5 minutes, if it's okay for you.
And we will be ready. We're going to have Sarah enabled for you on Space to Ground 4.
Okay, with Sarah on Space to Ground 4, thanks a lot.
And Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack.
Jack's on the deuce.
Jack, just to give you some context here, we thought these were trash, so we would like to do a little more digging if you are up for it. We would like for these pipettes to go in the JRP Port 2, Delta 2, Echo 2, Foxtrot 2 location. There's a half CTB in there, 5296. It should have more pipettes in there, and we'd like to know if you see those pipettes. That will kind of give us a little more information while we're doing our digging.
Okay. Can you reread that storage location for me?
Absolutely. It is the JLP Port 2, Delta 2, Echo 2, Foxtrot 2 location. And there should be two bags of pipettes in there, three pipettes in each bag.
All right, I'll have a look at JLP Port 2, Delta Echo, Foxtrot 2, and I'll see if there's other pipettes in there. And you want me to ask before I actually put these pipettes back in there?
You can stow those pipettes in there for sure, and then just let us know what you saw after you come out. And that the CTV number again is 5296.
5296, in order. I'm still station Jackson 2, you're above the outboard on the coal cam for veggie photos.
We are with you on 2, Jack, and that field of view looks good.
Still station from Jack. Seems like there's plenty of water already in the water bag. Probably no need to add more, like the procedure says.
Checking, Jack. And Jack, we agree with you. We think we should have enough water. And Station Huntsville on 5302 for Jack. Quick question. Did you find the other six pipettes in that CTB, or were there more or less?
Sorry about that. I did find six pipettes in there. There were two sets of 2200 and 1000 microliters, and I put the set of 2200 and 1000 that I found in, so there's three sets in that CTP now.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
I'm still station in step 2.4. It says remove plant growth system 1. These look like they start with 13 and work their way up. Am I starting with 13, or on the faceplate there's labels 1 through 12? Which one am I starting with?
And Jack, we are good with either or, whichever works easier for you.
Station Sophie on 2 for timeline.
We're with you on 2, Sophie.
I was going to suggest I have a little bit of time ahead in order to do something on the task list, and I see that there is a 30-minute activity in Columbus for the EGMC /FC/audit. And if you're interested, I can do that. Just wanted to know your priorities.
Thanks for the recommendation. Give us just a second to check on that.
Sure.
Upsville Station, Jack's on 2, looking for how much water you want me to put into plant 13.
And Jack, I walked you into a handover a minute ago, and that was, I think, when you were holding up this PGS to the camera. We're assessing how it looks and then using that to tell you how much water to put into it. So if you could just hold that up to the camera again for a few seconds, let us take a look, we would appreciate it. And Jack, those views were perfect, and we are going to take a minute and figure out how much water, but you can go ahead and get it set back up. And Jack, for this one, we would like 20 milliliters, please.
20 milliliters. So about halfway through the 20 milliliters, I see some water starting to bubble up on the top.
Copy ticking.
Houston Station to Pantry for a timeline. Just as another note that I was thinking, I know Jack is using Columbus camcorder, so I was going to use another recording camera for that.
And station... me and Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Task list item.
Munich Station, Sophie's with you on 2.
And Sophie, we are fine with you using any type of camera for the Task list item.
Okay. So I understand, do we have the go to start this test case item?
AFM Sophie.
That's great. And could we use BCA too?
And Sophie, we have to check on that. I'll get back to you soon.
From Sophian 2, so just in order to be able for me to work through the LS, I'm going to record this with the iPhone if you don't mind, and I will downlink the video, and so that you'll have everything. So no need for VCA 2.
And Sophie, we copy that, so we're basically yet trying to check on the ground if you can actually use the VCA 2. We still, you don't have a final info here, but yeah. Feel free to, you know, go about it, you know, however you can, and then we can let you know if we come up with any solution later on.
I think I'll keep the Edson solution, and we'll describe everything, and we'll transfer the video after the task is done.
Copy.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack, and a quick go back with Veggie, and also a small extra request.
So, station, Jack's on the deuce.
Jack, quick question on Veggie. We want to make sure that curtain, it's rolled up and tied up in front of the Veggie, that it is not blocking the fan. And then while you are over there, we also have a request for the ham video unit. It's on the Columbus Deck 1. We think the HDMI cable is loose, and we just want you to check both sides of that, please.
It worked.
Thank you very much.
Four, as I'm looking at it now, there's a J04 plug that's on the ham video unit itself that's attached. There's also an ISS ham HDMI converter that's Velcro to the side. The HDMI cord that's in that, it seems to be seated pretty well. There's another HDMI-C that says 2 ARIS on the other side that's a little bit loose. But the connection from the ISS ham converter small Velcro box to the J04 plug to the ham video camera all appear to be secure. Also, as a side note, on the ham video box itself, there's a switch lid.
And Jack, I walked you right into that handover. I am so sorry. We missed just the last part.
I think the last part was just me saying that there is a switch on the ISS ham video box itself that's labeled video camera power that's in the OFF position.
And Jack, we can leave that switch off, but can you confirm that the RF switch is on ON?
The RF switch is in the ON position, and the RF LED indicator is lit green.
Okay, if you could just reseat that loose cable that you saw, we're going to go with that, and that'll be it.
All right, reseat it.
And we copy. Thank you so much. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Chris, at your convenience, an answer to your crew notes.
Chris, on 2.
That was fast. We copied your crew note, and we did expect one item in there. It should be a biocell kit, serial number E, and we just wanted to let you know that that was expected.
Perfect, yep, it was a biocell kit, and I just figured I would make sure, because, I know when we do these cold stowage transfers, it's very easy to get one in the wrong spot, so I just wanted to make sure.
We appreciate that very, very much.